Air Station service members face challenges such as foreign language, foreign culture, and foreign craftsman techniques while trying to aid Bangladesh soldiers with their construction project. Combat Engineer PFC John Byersdorf says after a few days of work on the second story of the school, however, the two sides started trading construction tips with each other.
I was worried about their work ethic, how hard they were going to be able to work, and that language barrier, but I think they've surprised all of us. They know what they're doing. They're teaching us a lot of stuff. We're teaching them a lot of stuff. We're coming away with a lot of MOS knowledge. They're teaching us a lot of good information, cultural knowledge on how to interact with different countries and different religions and whatnot. That'll definitely help out later on. 96.
And the Bangladesh soldiers learned from the American forces as well. Combat Engineer Lance Corporal Emilio Hernandez-Moore says the local soldiers can take what they learned from the Marine and CV engineers and apply it elsewhere in their country.
Yes, it's better for them. They can help build their country, stronger and better, infrastructure-wise. So they, like, later on in life, they can take this out into the civilian world and they can possibly, go to do construction as well.
The project has been under construction now for 18 days, and the workers have finished the wood frames for the concrete ceiling and are now awaiting the concrete pour. Lance Corporal Joshua DeFore, Savar Cantonment, Bangladesh.